random art tips and rambles with Rafi.
Hola, you amazing artist. It is Rafi.
And Klee.
And today I am going to start a quick series for the podcast. These are things you should give up in order to be a successful artist. Things that would benefit you if you change your perspective on them and change them. So the way that we're going to do this is that we are going to talk about one subject per episode. So it'll be the next 9 episodes where we talk about each subject of things that you should give up in order to become successful as an artist.
Because sometimes winners do give up things that don't help them.
Yes, exactly. The subject that we're talking about in this episode is giving up on the not enough frame of mind. The I don't have enough time, I don't have enough confidence, I don't have enough whatever it is that you are experiencing in that moment. Because the truth of the matter is that you will probably experience this a lot as an artist. I know that I, just throughout my career here as a full-time artist, have experienced that a lot.
Yeah, that's a big one. I think that's tied into, like, everything else. Not enough time, not enough money, not enough materials.
Whenever you embark on something that is bigger than you, bigger than anything that you've done before, you're going to find all kinds of excuses to not be able to do it. And one of the easiest excuses to find is just not having enough. One of the main ones is not having enough money. I don't have enough money to get this thing started. The second one is time. I don't have enough time to get this started. The third one is energy. I don't have enough energy. I don't have enough motivation to get this started. There are all kinds of not enoughs that we can easily use as an excuse to either A, not get something started, or B, not finish something. I know that one of the main things that I've had to tackle with as an artist, and I'm sure that a lot of you can relate, is the idea of not having enough money. You know, there's a lot of projects and things that I want to get started and that I want to work on. And, you know, you're sitting around counting your pennies, trying to figure out whether or not you can finance that specific project or if it's something that you're going to have to sideline. Not to mention not having enough money to be able to pay your bills. And if you don't have enough money to pay your bills, then you tend to freak out about trying to do something as elusive as, you know, an art career.
Yeah, buying materials, booth rental at markets and shows, subscriptions to things, but mostly materials. Even this far into my career, I still have to play that juggling game sometimes.
Yeah, and it's interesting because we literally started with nothing when we first got started doing our art career. We had no money. I mean, we had a place to stay. We were staying with my dad because we were taking care of him after his open heart surgery. But as far as us having like our own place, private place where we could have a studio, that just wasn't happening. I had to create artwork in places wherever it was that I could create the artwork and create artwork on materials that were available to me for free, such as different pieces of wood that were lying around on my uncle's property and old paints that I had that I carried around with me for years, some coagulated looking acrylic paints and old things that smelled horrible. But it was whatever I had at that moment to be able to do the best that I possibly can in the moment that I was in, not waiting around until you have enough money or you have enough time or you have enough of anything.
I think that can really promote creativity too. I really like to buy stones and materials. Lately, I've been challenging myself to work with the materials that I kind of discounted as like, meh, that I set aside, the reject pile, if you will. But they're good things, and I've been coming up with new designs because I'm trying to work with those things.
Yeah, I would say take a look around and take a look at what you do have. Chances are, if you're worried about not having enough time, it means that you might be spending a lot of time locked in your head trying to figure out how to get more time, or worried about the fact that you feel like you don't have enough time. That is a huge time waster. And if you're worried about not having enough money, chances are that you're not taking a close look around at what items there are that are available to you and what creative things you could come up with. I know that sometimes I make it a point to not order materials and to just take a look around at the abundant amount of materials that I have in the studio. Because what happens is a lot of times when you do have a lot of access to the money and materials, you end up buying things that you don't use. I know that I could be extremely guilty of that. I love the idea that you bring up, Klee, of the creativity that expands when you start using materials that maybe take you outside of your mindset that you were in. So my final thoughts on this is I think that not enoughness is more about something at the core. And to be honest with you, what I've associated with it, and other people could associate something different, but what I've associated with it is the feeling of not being enough, like you're not good enough. And that will directly express itself as not having enough time, not having enough skill, not having enough finances, not having enough support. All of those things are going to manifest in that way. And at the core of it, it's you have to realize that you are enough. You are perfectly capable of creating an art career or creating whatever kind of life it is that you want to create. Once you realize that, I think that then you could really tackle changing your mindset on not allowing yourself to feel like you don't have enough, that you will make do with what you have and you'll succeed and be awesome at it.
Yeah, I think you'd be surprised at what you'll do when you're really excited about something and you decide that nothing's going to stand in your way.
Yeah, exactly. Nothing will stand in my way. And that's it. Thank you guys so much for listening to us. Hopefully you found this useful. We will be continuing this particular series, Things That You Should Give Up If You Want to Be a Successful Artist, in our next few podcasts. There'll be 9 episodes total. I really, really appreciate you guys listening. I totally adore you, and thank you so much. Say goodbye, Klee.
Good day.
Adios. Total awesomeness.